Okay, so last week we began to talk about a sugya, which I wasn't sure at the time, and I'm still not sure how deep down the rabbit hole we should go. But we'll see. We'll see where we end up. It was a sugya of the koyach of imagination, b'kedusha, using one's imagination, b'kedusha, and to appreciate the chiddush. You know, there's a friend of mine I know. He's a talmid chacham, and whenever I need, there are certain ideas that you know this is what I'm talking about. You just need like a specific marmokim. So once in a while, when I can't think of a marmokim and so on, so I asked this friend of mine. So I think it was on Thursday when I was preparing like the shiurim for the weekend. So I needed. I was thinking about what to do with kaiach medame, where to go with the sugya. So he asked this friend of mine, "Do you have any marmokim pap out of you about using the idea of kaiach medame b'kedusha?" And he texted back to me. He's like, I think I don't remember exactly what the lashon was. It's something like almost never spoken about in this farm. You know, like a very, very, very limited. The inyan of using the kaiach medame b'kedusha, the tzir b'kedusha, it's a limited thing. And he's right; it's hard to find marmokimus. So I decided, you know what? Instead of I'm going to go in a certain way, and we'll show how not only is this a sugya which is spoken about, it's actually at the core of our emuna. It's all of our Yiddishkeit. Is resting upon a foundation of using one's imagination with kedusha, and you'll see what I mean. But just get back into it from what we spoke about last week. Again, last week we saw in Perek Yud Gimel that Moshe, that Yeshua ben Nun was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam that already you're old, and still a lot of Eretz Yisrael has yet to be conquered. So the aid that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him was, set up Eretz Yisrael, divide up the land, kilo it is conquered, and that'll get you over the hump. So that's what we spoke about this thing. We saw from the Shemesh Shmuel and other Ramchal and so on, that there's this inyan that when a person is stuck in a low place and sort of unable to get past the menias, so very often the Eitzah is to imagine oneself, to use one's kaich of imagination, to transport oneself to past the menias. Like we saw from the Shemesh Shmuel, where a person's mind is, that's where they are to a certain degree. And the Kayach Medama is an ability to sort of think past and to imagine yourself in a different space. And then by doing so, you literally are in that new space. And so at the same, therefore what happens is that despite the fact that that a person's stuck in that place of Kadmos, within that place of Kadmos, there's some sort of ability for a person to discover godless, to sort of develop a godless, despite the fact that physically they're in a state of Kadmos. And then when that sort of bigger part of themselves is fully developed through the ability of the imagination to be transported to that safer space, so to speak, then when that godless is fully developed, they're able to sort of shed the skin of the snake and automatically just outgrow the menias that they've confronted. That's the inyan that we spoke about last week, and we saw that was a major element in Yetzias Mitzrayim, is this inyan. And again, I'm just going to say something in parentheses because specifically that nekuda of Yetzias Mitzrayim being in such a way of being in Kadmos, but using one's imagination to transport oneself to a bigger space and experiencing godless, you know, in that mysterious way, without the, you know, without the environment of Kadmos around you realizing it, you know, sort of like that subterfuge type of way. That's specifically something that comes out not just in the Kisveri, but specifically by the Taras Chacham. Baruch Chaim de la Rosa, the way the Taras Chacham explains the Kavanas of Pesach, it emerges this inyan that Pesach happened in such a way where the godless, the development, the unbelievable spiritual maturity that the Jewish people were given Pesach night was sort of in this dynamic of like in a deeper space. On the outside, they still were ketanim. On the outside, they were still in that place of kadmos, but somehow, mysteriously, inside, they were able to sort of transcend those menias. And like we said, using the kayach of imagination, a person can do that. So you can literally, like we saw from the Michal, being a teva, like creating a tevas noyach in the marble. Not the marble still there, but in that marble, to create that space to allow yourself to really be ke'ilu, there is no marble. And that's a real zach, that's a real mitzias, and with the right time, that itself will allow the person to then outgrow the marble that's around them. So that was the ending that we spoke about last week. But now what I want to speak about is to show the how far this can go, where how far this koich of imagination can take us. And we'll see, Bez Hashem, maybe in the coming weeks, the root of this, why the koich of Madama has this strength. Okay, so it's like this. A major inyan when it comes to Pesach, we'll connect it to Pesach. A major inyan with Pesach is eventually Yitzis Mitzrayim culminating with Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Jewish Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, and how did the Jewish people, so to a certain degree, I spoke about this once by Ashal Shudis, that to a certain degree, if a person wants to define what was the goal of Yitzis Mitzrayim, it was the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf. It was all like leading up to that. The culmination of Yitzis Mitzrayim was Kriyas Yamsuf. And how did the Jewish people experience Kriyas Yamsuf? How did we celebrate it? With Nevuah, with a collective national prophecy. So therefore, if Yitzis Mitzrayim culminates with Kriyas Yamsuf, and Kriyas Yamsuf is captured by the national experience of Nevuah, it means to a certain degree the entire inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim was developing the Jewish people's ability nationally and individually to experience Nevuah. And this is why it's not a coincidence that Mitzrayim was a place full of kishuf and witchcraft and the dark arts, because that is the zelum hazeh of Nevuah. In order to stand by our Sinai, like the Rambam says, the entire bedrock of Yiddishkeit and our belief in Moshe Rabbeinu was not because of the wonders and miracles, but it was because by our Sinai, we all were Nevi'im with Moshe Rabbeinu, and we saw b'Nevuah how Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. So it was a first-hand account. It was a first-hand witness. We witnessed the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu because we ourselves were Nevi'im. The ability to become Nevi'im, even on the Madrega, Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu, to witness Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, that came because of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the beginning of that was the beginning of that expression, that the beginning of the ripening of that inyan, which would fully ripen by Har Sinai, was by Kriyas Yamsuf. So the whole inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim is really about preparing the Jewish people to experience Nevuah, and Nevuah is the way in which the Rabbanu Shalom gives us Torah, and that's we're many years removed from Nevuah, so we don't necessarily appreciate it. But all of Yiddishkeit is rooted, and Yiddishkeit is brought into the world. And we become the Am HaNivchar through the inyan of prophecy. That's what Nevuah was. And so this is what we're going to see right now. We're going to see how deeply integrated the koyach of imagination is with Nevuah. So again, tying this all together. Our ability, Yitzis Mitzrayim, is in order to prepare the Jewish people to become Nevi'im. That's why, again, the place of Mitzrayim is a place of witchcraft, and which is like, you know, sort of the zelum hazeh of Nevuah. And Yitzis Mitzrayim is to prepare us to become Nevi'im. And to be a Navi, as we're going to see, deeply is dependent on one's koyach of imagination. And that's why, even to get out of Mitzrayim, it required the Jewish people's koyach of imagination to sort of put themselves in that higher space, in that space that's beyond the Mania, in order to get out of Mitzrayim from the beginning. So the whole inyan of Yitzis Mitzrayim is wrapped up in this sugya of using imagination, of clarifying, of using one's imagination. Imagination was necessary to get out of Mitzrayim, and the goal of Yitzis Mitzrayim, which was to become a Navi, as we'll see now, is deeply connected with the koyach of imagination. This inyan of imagination is connected to that.
The koyach of Adimian, yeah. Which you quoted of Candela Rosa,
yeah,
as saying this. Is this that
Chaim de la Rosa, just because I don't want to get in trouble by any mekubal that might be listening to this recording later. Chaim de la Rosa doesn't say mefurish the inyan of Dimyon, but the way Chaim de la Rosa, maybe after the recording we could talk about it, the way he explains the system of Kavanas of Pesach, translating that in Avodas Hashem, is what we spoke about last week with the Shemesh Shmuel, using the Koyach imagination. Yeah, just
but,
to go back,
but,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that inbred, or was that something that the Baruch Hu gave it to them in order to that they should be able to have the Koyach HaDimyon?
Well, we're going to see now, Bez Hashem, we're going to see in the Maamar Kaimis over here that the Koyach HaDimyon is a Tchunas HaNefesh. It is a natural faculty.
Yeah, but is there Anokha from the Yiddish who's managed them that side of that they should think that way? Or did they have to use their own initiative?
It came from a Hesiris. Like Chazal even say that even before Yitzis Mitzrayim began, the Jewish people every week would get together on Shabbos, on Shabbos, and they would have Megillas, they would have scrolls talking about their history and talking about how the promises of getting out, and they would they would act like kilu they were out. So you see that it wasn't avoida. Yeah, it wasn't avoida. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's get back. Let's get into this. So now what we're going to do now is again all that in the background and sort of as an introduction. Now let's talk about nevuah. Let's talk about nevuah and what it means to be a navi and the different components that are necessary to experience nevuah. Now, like I said, this is a very, very big sugya, and so we're only mamish like touching the surface of it. We'll see how far we're able to get into it. But fundamentally, I guess we could introduce the topic as follows, is that there's a big machlokes between the Rishonim that are more of the philosophy-based Rishonim versus the Mekubalim, how Nevuah works, what are the mechanics of Nevuah. The Shita of those that are philosophy-based work with the following approach, which is, and again, it's Rosh HaPrakim, so I know that a lot of this might not be so understood, and we're just Mamash is giving the surface, but according to the philosophical Rishonim, the aspect of the nefesh, the ingredient of the Jewish psyche that is the key for experiencing nevuah is the seichel. Every other faculty that we have as human beings, whether it be the emotional faculty, whether it be the imaginative faculty, everything else that makes us human beings, makes us people, and you know, all of that, according to the philosophy Rishonim, are a distraction and a mania between us and nevuah. The natural, if a Jew would be pure seichel, whatever that looks like, again, that itself is a sugi of what koich haseichel is. But that pure, just koich haseichel, for lack of a better term, that automatically, in its purest form, automatically allows a person to experience information in the higher world. That ability to receive information, that's called the seichel, in its purest form, without it being polluted or muddied by things that are connected to this world, like your emotions and your imagination, seichel in its purest form already means that you're able to receive messages from above. That's the koich haseichel. In the core of these Rishonim, the more a person can sort of strip away, the more a person can strip away their koich hamedame, or their emotional side of things, and become, again, it doesn't mean to be a kalta litvak. That's not what it means. But it means, I'm not really, the focus of this morning shir is not on this camp of the Rishonim, so it's hard for me to explain everything that's going on over here. But whatever seichel means, you know, for example, according to these Rishonim, they describe that malachim are also pure seichel. Now that doesn't mean that they're cold, because fakert. I mean, one of the malachim are called serafim, so it's like they're definitely not cold. But yeah, so you have to know what that means. Koich haseichel. That's the point. Is the more a person can be sichli, the more automatically the nevuah is strong. And according to this camp, the person that was the greatest Navi of all time, that will never be surpassed, is Moshe Rabbeinu. And his ability to be the greatest Navi was because he was kemat kulei seichel. Take a look at Maromokim number 1 and 2. This is the Rambam. The Rambam heads that camp. The Rambam in Sefer Mer Nevuchim, it's a big arichas in Mer Nevuchim about this, but just a little snippet. In Perek Mem Hei, the Rambam writes as follows, V'shem tzoi kan, hu koyech hamedame. The fact that most Nevi'im have to use their koich of imagination in the nevuah experience is a hindrance. That's a bidyeved. That's they have no choice because they're not on the madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu. So koich hamadam has to be part of the deal. But it's really blocking the experience in its purest form. So this middle, this koich, this emtsoy, this means of the koich hamadam being involved in nevuah. The Rambam is talking about over there the many differences between the Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and other nevi'im is that Moshe Rabbeinu had nevuah from Hashem kiviyachol, whereas other Nevi'im had it from Elohim and had it from dreams and so on. The Rambam sees that as a description of this difference, is that Moshe Rabbein was kulei seichel, and so it could be direct, whereas other Nevi'im, it was muddy, the experience was sullied by the koich hamedame, so therefore couldn't be, it has to come from Elohim and dreams. Those are code words in the Rambam for the koich hamedame, so that the koich hamedame had no choice but to be part of the experience, unfortunately.
We have to rely on them still.
we still have to rely on them. That's the chiddush of being a nevuah. But ultimately, that's the difference between them and Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, "Moshe Rabbeinu, mi'alak ha'paris ben shenei kruvim, l'loi shoros kaicham adam." Without the medium of the kaicham adam, and that's his greatness. Take a look at Maramaka number 2, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah, in his Akdama to Perchelek, where he codifies the principles of faith. So the one of the Karim, which is to believe in Nevuas Moshe. So the Rambam over here explains what makes Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah greater. Shenamin, we have to believe Kihavim Shakal Nevi'im, Ashahoy Mulafanov Ashakom Achrav, that he was the greatest of the Nevi'im before and after. Kulam him tachta b'mayla, and everyone else is underneath him in greatness. His Nevuah was superior. Why? V'chiyol v'sholem, says the Rambam, because him, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gia his alus min hanoishius, and Hamayla Hamalchusas. Moshe Rabbeinu worked on himself to such a degree where he literally moved from the category of human to the category of Malach. V'nichlo b'chlal Malachim, and is of the category of Malachim. What does that mean? So he says, "Nishar Mesach Shalei Karo." There was no divide. There was no Mesach like a mechitza. There's no mechitza that he didn't penetrate. V'loy manu menei gufani. His body didn't hold him back from anything at all. And the no deficiency was incorporated into his psyche. Bein rav l'mat, great or little. His kaich imagination was completely bottle. V'nishar seichel bavad. And the Ram was, and Moshe Rabbeinu was kulei seichel. Again, it doesn't mean cold, but whatever that means, kaich haseichel, just pure, transparent kaich haseichel. V'alein zeh nemar olav. This is what it means when Chazal says, the pasuk says, "Shemedaber Hashem isparach b'lo yamtzos min amalachim." When it says that Moshe Rabbeinu had nevuah from Hashem without malachim, it means that he himself, his experience was with pure seichel, without any other, human or earthly faculties, namely the kaich hamadama. Now, this idea, by the way, of the Rambam associating the kaich hamadama, the faculty of imagination, with that which is earthly and human and very low, that's not his chiddush, and it's not something that's disagreed upon. But all the Mekubalim would also say that Reb Chaim Vital writes this in many places in one of his Sfarim, Shari Kedusha, it's a big yisod over there, that everyone knows that there's two parts to who we are. There's the Nefesh HaLakis, the godly soul, and the Nefesh HaBaham is the animal soul, right? The Kaich HaMadama is part of the faculties of the animal soul, the Nefesh HaBahamas. Reb Chaim Vital writes in Mefurish. So the Rambam this idea of the Kaich HaMadama being the lowest part of the human psyche, the most earthly, that's why the Kaich of imagination by itself brings a person to low things. And it's the opposite of truth, right? I mean, you could use your imagination to come up with illusions and fantasies that are completely not true. So there's a certain groundedness in a negative way that Kaich HaMadama functions as. So in the Rambam's view, the way nevuah to be a navi means that you're coming from a higher place. So the more you can disconnect from that Kaich HaMadama amongst other faculties, but primarily the Kaich HaMadama, the better. Other Nevi'im can't do that to the degree of Moshe Rabbeinu. And so, therefore, the Kaich HaMadama is mixed up in their experience, but that sullies it. It muddies the vision. That's the of Kaich HaSeichel. So Chazal make that, there is a Chazal that says, like come kamaisha, right? By people it didn't come, but by malachim someone came, like which is Shlomo Melech. So Leshem has a Torah, has an arichas about that in Sefer Deah, talking about that inyan and what inyan do Chazal compare other people to Moshe Rabbeinu, and what inyan can be greater. But in nevuah, there's no question about it that in terms of nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu is the highest. And the Rambam is telling us the reason for that is because it's kaich haseichel. Now this idea of the Rambam, which is championed by other Rishonim that are philosophy based, is mamish like stark disagreed upon by the Mekubalim. According to the Mekubalim, not only is the Kaich HaMadama not only is it not a foe and not a hindrance to Nevuah, the way Nevuah works is primarily through the Kaich HaMadama and not the Kaich HaSeichel. Take a look at, let's go with Maramaka number 4. Let's go to 4 for a second. So this is a Sefer Shivrei Luchais. Sefer Shivrei Luchais is it's from the Beis Medrash of the Ramak, Moshe Cardovero, and this is a piece that he's quoting with Shlomo Alkovitz. Shlomo Alkovitz is famous for Lechadoidi. So this is what he writes. And again, this is diametrically opposed to the Rishonim of philosophy. V'negili ha-nevuah, ein b'kayach ha-sichli shel adam. It's mefurish. The kayach of nevuah does not come from the kayach ha-sichel, ela b'kayach ha-madama. Rather, it comes from the kayach ha-madama. V'chein hu oim, v'chein amar hu yisparach, and that's what the pasuk says, u'b'yad ha'nevim adameh, that through the Nevi'im I become imagined. So the Rambam would say, yeah, that's because that's other Nevi'im, not Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a chasarin. But says Rosh Hashanah Malkim, no, the pasuk is saying, it's describing the process, the mechanics of Nevuah. The mechanics of Nevuah are not going to be different from Aisha to other people, it's just degrees. B'yad Nevi'im adameh, v'koyach adimin, av loy b'yad ha'seichel. Ki lo yitochen, and he explains, ki lo yitochen sh'olukis, it's impossible that the seichel should be able to be a vehicle for revealing elukos. Because what's the nature of seichel? The nature of seichel is to grasp something. The seichel is interested in involving itself in topics that it could grasp. But elukos, by its very nature, is something that cannot be grasped. So the faculty that's focused on understanding, which is seichel, is going to be used to allow a person to experience elukos, which cannot be grasped. Doesn't make any sense. The seichel cannot grasp. No one can grasp Hashem. So of all qualities, the one thing that is removed from the vua is seichel. When a chazal say chacham adif mi navi, that a chacham is greater than a navi, what does that mean? Ki a chacham oisek b'seichel, lahasek is emes loy b'dimyon. V'hanavi inyone b'dimyonis u'b'tzuris she'enem b'etzem hamizgala, v'enem musag b'n navi. In other words, says Rosh Hashanah Malkivitz, when chazal say that a chacham is greater than a navi, it means, in the pursuit of understanding something, chacham is greater than a navi. Why? Because a chacham is using seichel, and a navi is not using seichel. So what we have over here is a very, very fascinating thing. Usually we try to minimize machlokes, right? But over here, we have two camps, and it's the exact opposite of each other. By philosophy, seichel is the key for nevuah, and dimyan is a hindrance. By the Mekubalim, and this is not just Rosh Hashanah Malkivitz, this is how the Mekubalim will go, is that it's fakert. The Nevuah is primarily with the Kaicha Dimyon, and Seichel gets in its way. But let's explain a little bit why, like, so what are the mechanics of it? So here's the idea. The idea is as follows, and this is not for me. It's one of the Sforim from Rechaim Vital. It's not in the official Kisvei Ari, and it's questionable whether it can be attributed to the Torah Sari, but one of the last Sforim that Rechaim Vital, it's a question whether it's the last Sefer, maybe it's a Sefer that he wrote before he wasn't connected with Arizal, because it's of a definitely a different style than the rest of his Sforim. There's a Sefer called Shari Kedusha. Shari Kedusha is all about Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, meditation, Shemus, you know, those types of inyanim. It's very different style. The Yisoidus that the Sefer is built on is found in the Kisvei Ari for sure, so the Spheres and the Olamos and so on. But it's the style is extremely different. There's even such a Messiah that when Rav Chaim Vital was writing this Sefer, according to the tradition that it came at the end of his life, says even a Messiah that the Arizal came back to Rav Chaim Vital in a dream and said, Chaim, what about my Torah? Like, this is more Ramak territory. But it's Ramak, and also a lot of the Sefer Shara Kedusha is built on Sfarim from the Rishonim. During the time period where the Arizal, it's interesting, the Arizal said that from the Ramban until his time, all the Kabbalah Sforim from the Ramban until his time is should not be learned. They didn't have the true Messiah. A lot of Shara Kedusha is based on Rishonim during that time. So it's questionable when Rav Chaim, like that's what I'm saying, it's questionable when Rav Chaim Vital wrote the Sefer. It's questionable. But a lot of during that period of Ramban till the Arizal, the preoccupation of the Rishonim was primarily experiential Kabbalah, trying to use Kabbalah as a way of experiencing Ruach HaKodesh, not Nevuah, because you don't have Nevuah in its fullest form anymore, but something. You know, one of the greatest Rishonim during that Tekufa in this area was Rav Avraham Abulafia. Rav Avraham Abulafia, in his form, he calls himself a Navi. The Rajba, he got in big trouble for that. One of the Chubas of Rajba was a Chayrim that the Rajba wrote against this Rav Avraham Abulafia. So and one of the reasons was because the Rajba was told that in this, or he saw it, I'm sure he saw it, that in the Rav Avraham Abulafia Svarim, he calls himself a Navi. So the Rajba says, no, we don't Nevu anymore, type of Pekaris to say such a thing. Okay, so Lamaisa, the Mekubalim secretly have always been learning Rav Avraham Abulafia, Shari Kedusha. There's an entire section of Shari Kedusha which is basically cut and pasted from Rav Avraham Abulafia Svarim. The Chidon Shema Gedolim brings down that he saw himself by Gedolei HaMekubalim, And Mestama, that means by the Rashash, because like that's where the Rechida was, he was a Talmud of the Rashash, from that base measure. He said he witnessed himself, Gedolim Kubalim, learning Rav Ram Ablafi's farm. So, okay, it's an interesting history by itself, but that was the preoccupation of those Rishonim to try to connect to experiential Nevuah Dika Enyanim. So, anyway, so Shara Kedusha is built on that. So in Shara Kedusha, the Reb Chaim Vital explains the mechanics of Nevuah. And this is how it's broken down. What is Nevuah? Nevuah is, we know that we have a neshama, yeah? We have nefesh elokis, a godly soul. And the nefesh elokis is a structure. Just as the olamos that the Rabbanu Shem created from the highest, atzilus, all the way down to asiyah shevasiyah, there's an infrastructure of olamos. So to paralleling that, every single one of us has a neshama paralleling that structure. So as a part of our neshama, the majority of our neshama, which is atzilus, then the next part of our neshama is in bria, the next part is in yitzira, the next part is in asiya, and the very, very tail end of our neshama fills our body. And so the way the neshama works is that the part of our neshama that we're conscious of is only the tail end of it. It's like think of an upside down iceberg. You know what I mean? Like imagine the biggest iceberg that you could possibly imagine, you know, and then take a razor and like shave off the very tip of it. Like that's the part of your neshama that's inside of you. Like the rest of your neshama is completely above our consciousness. So really, so says Reb Chaim Vital, that in the shirish of every single one of our neshamas, in the shirish of neshama, there's crazy stuff going on. There's like giluyim, and we're all, so on the highest level, every single jihad, because of the nature of one's neshama, the highest part of one's neshama is mamish kuli alikus. You're living mamish. That. If we were to somehow be able to attain the consciousness of the shirish of our neshama, we'd be mamish neviim. The problem is that our consciousness is stuck down here, and in order for a person's consciousness to be raised to the root of one's neshama, that usually takes death, right? When you after 120, so you're no longer down here, and then you could soar to the root of your neshama. What's the chiddush of nevuah? The chiddush of nevuah is to be alive down here, and somehow to transport your consciousness to the root of your neshama while still being on planet Earth. That's the chiddush of a nevuah. So what is a Navi? A Navi is not the pshat that, oh, he's a great... Every Jew, says Reb Chaim Vital, has the basic components to become a Navi. All you need to be a Navi is you need to be alive, you know what I mean? And you need to have a neshama. You have that, you have all the necessary ingredients. You have a consciousness down here, and you have a root in the highest of places. That's all you need. You just... So what's missing? A means of transport. You need a vehicle. You need to somehow figure out a way to take your consciousness, which is down here, and bring it to the root of your neshama, where you can then experience what is going on in your own very root while still being over here. Says Reb Chaim Vital, what the chariot that allows you to move from your human, from your consciousness down here, and to allow you to, while being here, project your consciousness to a higher place, that's the Koyach HaMadama. The Koyach HaMadama becomes the Merkava, the chariot, which allows your consciousness to move out of its prison of planet Earth and to climb the ladder of your own Sharish and Hashama, to allow yourself to experience the depth of who you are. There is a number of components necessary for the mechanics of Nevuah, according to the Mekubalim. There's the Neshama, and every single level of the Neshama has its own consciousness. And so down here, when we only, the tail end of the Neshama is in our body, we have our human consciousness. If we can somehow transport our human consciousness to the highest part of our Neshama, then we would be able to experience mamish giluyim, divine revelation. That's what nevuah is. The way to transport one's consciousness from a low place to a high place, and to just to travel back and forth without actually physically moving anywhere, that's the Koyach HaMadam, that's the Koyach of imagination. Like we were saying last week, what is imagination able to do? It's able to, you could be one place, but you can imagine yourself somewhere else. And where your thoughts are, that's where you are. So the Koyach of imagination is the chariot, that's the vehicle through which your consciousness climbs the ladder of its own neshama, aligning being able to then, your consciousness down here becoming one with the root of your neshama, and you yourself will then be able to experience Giluyim. That's what a Navi is. That's what a Navi is, yeah. For sure, for sure. This we're talking about Mamish Nevuah. Mamish Nevuah, yeah. That's not the Rambam. This is against that. This is not the Rambam. This is the Kabbalah. So take a look at Maramukam number 3. This is again from Shar Kedusha, from Chaim Vital. So Chela Gimel Shar Hey. Hine. So this is what he says. Hine Hashirish Hu Elyon Ma'id. He's talking about the nature of the neshama. The Shirish of the neshama, of every Jew's neshama, is Elyon Ma'id. Baroish Roim Oilam Hatzilus. Mamish, the highest place in Hatzilus. You see, even his language in Shar Kedusha, even though he uses the same terms of Hatzilus and so on, it's much more vague. Like in the Kisvei Ari, he wouldn't just say the head of the top of Atzil, Roish. He would say, give the parts of him the Kabbalistic Lashonis to explain. It's hard to know where, when he wrote it, like I said. The Anuf Arach Ma'id, and the branches of the Neshama. So the root of the Neshama is in the highest Madrega, and then it extends itself lower, Mispashi B'kol Olamis, and then it extends itself in all worlds. Ad Hislabish Ketzei B'zeh Guf, until the very tail end of it is Mislabish in this Guf, Va'ifen, which comes out. She'ein Lecha Neshama, She'ein L'Shroshim Le'in Keitz, Zeh L'mal Mizeh. There's no such thing as having a Neshama that doesn't have its roots in higher places. U'bezeh Yivar Inin Nevuah, and that's what Nevuah is built on. Kasher Yochin Atzmai L'Hizdabik Ad Shersha Ha'elyain Yuchel Hizdabik. But that when a person prepares himself to allow his consciousness to move up the ladder of his own Neshama, so that then he's able to become a Navi. Now, in order for that to happen, you need a number of components. First of all, again, your vehicle. Like if a person's trying to, you know, drive their car up a mountain, then you need a starker car. You know, the car, the tires, everything has to be good. So the vehicle that's going to be needed to get the consciousness up the ladder of the neshama is the Kayach Medama. So the Kayach Medama has to be very stark. So a Navi has to have a very strong Kayach Medama. That's true Aleph. Beis, however, that Kayach Medama has to be harnessed and be sort of guided. Because, you know, the example here, I'll give it, the car is not a good example. The example that the Mekubalim give was for like a horse, like a wild bronco. If a guy wants to climb a mountain, so you know how to get there, like on the map, but you don't have the physical strength to get you up the mountain. This bronco can do it, but it's a Vilde Chaya. So what do you have to do? You have to tame the horse, you have to control it, and then you could harness its power to get you up the mountain. So the Mekubalim said that's a similar. It's the Baal Tan uses mashal also not by this Hashem Bechla, but the Mekubalim used this for the Kayach. It's the origins of this mashal is for Nevuah, is that the Kayach Medama is like that bronco left untamed. It's a Vilde Chaya. Like then you find out this one, the Kayach Medama. It's a big klipa and it could take to fantasy. Or taivas come from that. That's true, but Lemaisa, that's how you're going to climb the mountain because the unlimitedness of the Kayach Medama, the almost the ain saif quality the Kayach Medama has, that you can mamish put things that have no shidduch together, but you can mamish put it together, and you could be in one place and imagine yourself somewhere else. That strength of the Kayach Medama is what's going to allow you to climb the mountain of your neshama while still being alive, without having to actually go there. Now it's like without the Kayach Medama, the only way to climb the ladder of your neshama is if you leave planet Earth and you climb the ladder of your neshama. That's after 120. But to be on planet Earth and at the same time being elsewhere, that's imagination. That's fantasy. That's the Kayach Medama, and that's the strength of the Kayach Medama. But it has to be tamed. It has to be tamed. And so, how does one do this? So this is where Reb Chaim Vital and Shara Kedusha gives us a whole. It's a Pelet Gezach. He gives us a whole list of exercises that the Navi has to do in order to even begin the avoida of having one's Kayach Medama act as a proper vehicle for his consciousness. The first thing the Navi has to do is to mamish be someone who's kulay in control of himself. This is the irony of it. It starts off sounding like the Rambam, that he's mamish in control. Everything he does is with a cheshvan. The Rambam gives a whole list of avoidas that the person has to do. He has to be kveitim. He has to daven with kavan every single time. Like he has to really strengthen his neshama. He has to really strengthen his nefesh alakis and make his nefesh alakis the dominant force in his life. Like, stark, stark, stark. Once that happens, so now the Bronco knows his boss. Bronco knows his boss. Once the Bronco knows his boss, now you can then you could approach the wild Bronco and the wild Bronco will be machni itself to the rider. But you first have to starken that quality of the rider. Fine. So says Rav Chaim Vital, we could go into it next week. It's a whole mamish, a whole avoida, what the person has to do in order to even begin the actual avoida of Nevuah. Fine, the person is now mamish, what we would call the tzaddik adar, mamish, like completely clean of averus, complete kulay avoida. Now he actually wants to be a navi. So what do you do now? So now you have to harness the kaicha medame. But you have to make sure, and this is the subtlety, this is where Rav Chaim Vital writes that a navi would, a person that's a training, he's training in nevuah, needs a guide, needs already an expert Navi to guide him along. Because even when he's gone through all his Avaidas, years and years of Avaida, becoming an Ish Pnimi, an Ish Neshama, an Ish Seichel, so, and now he wants to then engage with that Bronco, he has to make sure that even the Bronco, not only is it Machni itself, this Neshama, but it's capable of making that journey. And in order for that to happen, he has to go through a process of sort of reinventing or reconstructing even the Bronco and reconstructing the vehicle as capable of making that ascent. What does that mean? So it means as follows. Rav Chaim Vital writes this, that before a Navi would want, as he's sitting down to try to experience Nevuah, the first thing he has to do is shut everything off. What do I mean, shut everything off? Stop thinking. But not to think about one thing. Blank. Mom is blank. Nothing. No thoughts about anything. Not to no illusion. No. Just everything. Like unplug and reboot.
A human being can do it.
That, you know, you ever heard of, I'm sure you've all heard of like the old Chinese thing. If a tree falls in the forest, no one's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound, right? So what type of baloney is that? What type of baloney is that? You understand the oimik of that. In the Eastern religions, Eastern cultures, they also try to do these inyanim. In order to get to a place of meditation where you're absolutely blank, there's nothing, there's mamish nothing, they would have certain key things to be misbinding on, to contemplate on, to bring a person into that space of absolute nothingness. That was one of the meditative techniques, is to imagine a tree falling in the forest when there's no one there. Or another, more from our side of things, in Kedusha, one meditation was to imagine what you see behind your head right now. What do you see behind your head right now? Nothing. So it's like to contemplate on these inyanim of nothingness, not dark. What you see behind your head is not dark; it's nothing, nothing. So that idea of training the mind, of entering into that space of absolute nothingness, that was a key element in order to experience nevuah. Because again, the components necessary for nevuah is your consciousness, and the vehicle is going to be your koyach hamadama to shoot it up the ladder of your neshama. But in order for them to be ready for this ascent, they have to, besides the years of avoda leading into this moment, they also have to be completely cleaned of any human, of any earthly experience. So you have to unplug and reboot. And the way that you do that by the Nevi'im was to literally clear the mind of literally any thought at all. Not just to focus the mind of one thing, to clear it completely. This is, by the way, another difference between the Mekubalim and the philosophy Rishonim. The Rambam himself in Sefer Adei, where he talks about Sefer Amada, where he talks about Yisari HaTayr, where he talks about the process of Nevuah, he talks about meditation as well, but his meditation is where the Navi would focus on one inyan of truth, one inyan of Seichel, and using that as a way to get to Nevuah. Because again, the Rambam Lashita say that Seichel is the component that naturally brings to Nevuah, so then you could focus on something Sichli. But by the Mekubalim, that's not how Nevuah works. Nevuah works is that you're transcending your consciousness despite the fact that you're still of the world, you're allowing your consciousness to move up the ladder of its own identity, of its own neshama. And for that to happen, it has to be cleaned of any chains that'll shackle it down to planet Earth. So it needs a complete rebooting. Take a look at Maramukim number 5. So this is again from the Shar Kedusha, Chela Gimel, Shar Hei. Yehapech Koy... 1 second, let me see if I'm the right one. One second, is this the right copy, the right one? Go to number 6, I'm sorry. In number 6, Reb Chaim Vital, again in Shar Kedusha, is describing this hachana of meditation. On them, Afal Pishu Roy Lakach, even after a person is worthy of Nevuah, Tzarech Lahavshet Nishmasai Mikol V'chol. One has to divest his neshama, or in this context means his consciousness, from everything. You have to just reboot your mind. And to separate from everything of this world, anything of physical reality. And then, after rebooting, then you can allow the traveling to take place. Now understand, this divestment, this blanking, this pulling the plug out that you'll find, says Reb Chaim Vital, in the Sfarim, talking about Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. By the way, what Sfarim? This is again, during that period from the Ramban till the Arizal. There's no other Sfarim that talk about it. So those Sfarim that you'll find talking about Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh and these lives in Yonim, the truth is, I mean, I shouldn't say that. There are also Sfarim from Chazal, Pirkei Cholos, but it's much less descriptive. So this type of divestment that you'll find in the Sfarim, so he says, it does not mean hispashtus mamashi, shanashama yoitzis megufa mamish, kinashen. It doesn't mean that you're literally neshama is moving out of its body, like going to sleep or then to even more extreme death itself. Shimkin ein zenevuah, that's not nevuah. El chaloim kechal chalomis, that's called being asleep. So when we're talking about, you know, pulling the plug out, that's not taking a nap. That's not what it means. We're talking about you're alive and conscious and your mind has been cleared. So that's a trance, that's a meditative state, but an extremely deep meditative state where your mind is not focused on one thing. It's emptied of everything. It's completely blank. So he says, "Omnam hashros ruach hakodesh hu b'yais hanesham v'gufay." We're talking about the ruach hakodesh happens when the neshama is in the guf, and understand it needs to be in the guf. Because only the guf, which is where the kayach medama lies, that's where the vehicle, that's where the transport is. Once a person passes away, then what? Then it's true the neshama now, you know, is able to escape its confines of the body. But since it doesn't no longer have a kayach medama, then now it has to wait with time every yard site. Like what happens by a yard site? Oh, the neshama has an aliyah. What does it mean the neshama has an aliyah? What does it mean? So one of the ways to understand that is that the consciousness of the person every year slowly but surely becomes higher and higher and raises itself to a higher degree in its own shayrish. But because it doesn't have the kayach medam anymore, because the person's not alive in a guf, so that process is methodical and it's slowly every yard site v'chulu. But dafka, when you're a big guf, when you're dafka in the guf with a kayach medam, what does the kayach medam mean? It means you could be in New York, but you could imagine yourself in Paris, and you just went to Paris instantaneously. So the kayach of madama dafka in the guf means that you could transport yourself from one madrega to the next instantaneously, and so therefore the nevuah has to be in the guf. That's the only way it works, is if it's in the guf. Otherwise, if it's not in the guf, then yes, it's true you will now be climbing the ladder of your own neshama, but it's going to take millennia in order for you to get to where Kayach HaMadama can take you instantaneously. Just like by Pesach. What usually takes Avodah 50 days to get to Har Sinai, Pesach night you get there instantaneously. But it's because of the Kayach HaMadama. That's what it is. So he says, Avol Edin Hispashta. So what does it mean, this divestment? Hu Kiyosir Kol Machshavai Selagami. To remove all of one's thoughts. Not to focus on one thing, but to remove all of one's thoughts. V'ha-kayach ha-medama shabai, shu-kayach nimshach me'nefesh ha-chaya, ha-yisayda shabai, and the imaginative faculty, which is a kayach of the nefesh, what he calls nefesh ha-chaya, which we're more familiar with the term nefesh ha-bahamis, for the animal soul, the part of you that's human, yav-sikeyum ul-adames, you stop it from imagining, like everything's shut. Everything's shut. Your mind is shut. Your imagination is just, you unplug. You're not alive, but you are. That's the actual hachan of nevuah. Fine. Now that the navi has become blank, and again, like I said, this is where the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, this is where a person would need a guide, because the line between this and actually dying is very thin. So the guide, the Navi of the generation, would be guiding his Talmidim. He would first of all know when they're ready for this, guide them with the exercises about how to be zaycha to this, and then make sure they don't cross over the line of mamish dying. I mentioned this before. There's a maisa that's brought down in Pirkei Echolos. It's a that even after nevuah by the Tanoim, they would be Isaac in the Yonim like this in order to attain levels of Ruach HaKadosh. Maybe not nevuah proper, but at least Ruach HaKadosh. So there's one maisa. I mentioned this before that I think it was Rav Nechuni ben Akana, if I remember correctly. He was Isaac in this level of his bainus of divestment of mamish blank. And his Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva amongst them, saw that he was moving to Histalkus, Mamash Histalkus. So what they did was, they had on hand, they knew that this was a concern, they had on hand a beged that was Tomei, that was Tomei Tumas Nida. And so they took that beged, they saw that by the Rebbe he was going into too much today, he was losing himself. So they took that beged and touched the corner of his beged, of his clothing. And then he was, you know, he was forced back down. So there's like, you know, like the emergency fire extinguisher. You know, that's what they had. That's what they had, because they knew this. So this is it was a very serious. When a Chazal say the Dal Shenichlesu Lepardes, right? So the four that went into Ori, where'd they go? So Tysus asked the Kasha. Tysus says, where'd they go? So he quote the Tysus quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel. That means they went into a place of his boyness. That's what it means. But that's extremely high levels. But that's what's going on over here. Now that the Navi, say it again.
Not everybody died. No.
Yeah. They could not handle it. And even by the way, Big Tzadikim, Baruch Ben Uriah, the Iker Talmud of Yirmiyahu Hanavi, he himself was never zaychet to nevuah, because whatever it is, the Tchunz Nefesh, he wasn't able to be zaycha, whatever. It's not a simple thing to be able to do. So fine, once the Navi does that, so now what? So now everything has been rebooted, everything has been sort of disconnected from any earthly, you know, limitation, and now they can truly harness the koyach of imagination to get themselves up. So how would that happen? So now you go to Mar Malkin number 5, and again, Shar Kedushin, also in Chayil Gimel Shar Hey. So now the Rechaim Vital describes what the Navi would then do. Again, I don't know, don't ask me what this means, because like, I don't know how, there's still enough of a consciousness for them to do this, despite the fact that everything is off. So I don't know how this works exactly, again. So, no, I think that was part of it. The truth is like this. The according to the Kabbalah, the dividing line, I can't say that's the only dividing, but one of the dividing lines between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and other Nevi'im, is again, according to the Rambam, it's how much Kayach Madama is involved. Moshe Rabbeinu has no Kayach Madama. But by the Mekubalim that it is using the Kayach Madama, so then what's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im? So first of all, on a simple level, is because the Sharish and Neshama, Moshe Rabbeinu, is much higher. So like, you know, Nevuah means to go to the root of your Neshama. Well, it depends where your root is. Moshe Rabbeinu's Neshama is higher than everyone else's. So automatically, his Nevuah is more intense. But even more than that, the ability of divestment, the ability of removing, of clarifying, of disengaging one's consciousness, Bechlal, including one's the Kaycha Madama, completely rebooting, Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to do that greater than anyone else. That's why Chazal say, there's a famous Gemara in Megillah where there was a certain question the Jewish people had and they needed a Navi to answer. So there were two, the main Navi at the time, was it Yirmiyah? It was Yirmiyah. So Yirmiyah was the main Navi at the time, but instead of asking Yirmiyah, they went to Chulda HaNaviyah, a woman, who she was a Naviyah, so obviously she's great, but she was not the Iker Navi of the generation. So says the Gemara, why wouldn't they go to Yirmiyah? The answer is that Nashim, women have more Rachmanis, and they wanted the answer to be more Rachman. So it's a pel, we mean Rachmanis, it's Nevuah. So the answer is, you see that even that with the exclusion of Moshe Rabbeinu, even after this Avaida of divestment and rebooting, they're still colored by their identity. There's still some sort of coloring. Maybe not enough to stop them from being Nevuah, there's something. Moshe Rabbeinu is completely transparent. Again, this Chazal, that Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is as Baklaria, the Nahara, transparent lens. Other Nevi'im, not so transparent. Huh? He's on of Mikol, it's all part of that transparency. So that's the dividing line. So again, all these things, I don't know what this means, what's the experience of this, but that's what we're seeing, that this inyan of divestment, although there's a certain degree of divestment required to experience Nevuah, but with that, the experience is sometimes still colored by the person's past and the person's identity. So again, to whatever, if that coloring is too strong, then it's not going to allow for the nevuah experience. So it has to be subtle, or the way Chazal described it is that a lens which is a little bit blurred, a little bit, some fingerprints on the sun, on the eyeglasses, like that. But more than that, they wouldn't be able to be a Navi. So fine. So now that you've rebooted and now you're ready to harness your imagination to ascend upward, so what would you do? So this is where, again, Maromok number 5, the Chaim Vital explains that there were certain, this is also where you would need a expert Navi guiding you, is that as you ascend the ladder of your own Sharash HaNashama, like I mentioned before, the nature, the infrastructure of the neshama parallels the infrastructure of the higher worlds. And so this is where the Navi would have to be an expert makubal in knowing the ins and outs of the infrastructure of the higher world and knowing the Shemus HaKadoshim associated with each and every level. And so what the Navi would do is that the Navi would use his imagination to imagine himself ascending from one level to the next level. And the way he would imagine that was by using the Shemus HaKadoshim associated with all these levels. And so, but this wasn't a, this was actually happening. Like he's literally moving his consciousness from one level to the next using the chariot called imagination. And that's literally what was happening. So he says like this, Yahapach Koyach HaMadama. Now the Navi would harness the Koyach HaMadama from being something, and transform it from being something which is usually involved in earthly matters, and now he would harness the Koyach HaMadama to Machshavosav and in his thoughts, Ladamis Ulatsayer, Kilo Oilav Oilmas Loyoinam, to imagine himself ascending the higher worlds. But again, how would he imagine that? He could not be using any earthly inyanim. So like when we imagine the higher world, I don't know what we would imagine. A lot of light, chveis, big chair, I don't know what we would say. He would have those type of images are earthly. So then he's not going anywhere. So the images itself have to be of divine nature. They have to be otherworldly images. And that was the Shemus HaKadoshim. So he would have instructions from his guide in terms of the Shemus HaKadoshim he would need in order to travel up. Ad shehigia tzir demyaynai b'makor shel ha'elyon, until his imagination, until he would be able to envision himself in his own root. And he would then see, and it would be engraved in his mind, all the iris and all the Shemus HaKadoshim and all the information that's going on up there. It would be mamish in his mind, like you see something with your imagination. Then maybe the hardest part of all would be traveling back down. He would have to be, because you have to be able to know how to land. So he has to be taught how to land, but landing in a way where he doesn't lose everything. So it's coming back down with that experience, and then being able to be down here. That's probably one of the hardest parts. To then also have kavana how to go down from one madrega to the next, to where that experience and the information is then able to be processed by his human consciousness, nafshe hasichlis shebegufay umisham tagi ad nefesh achaya v'kayach madamishlay, to the point of where even his nefesh bahamis with its kayach of imagination, the earthly version of all these things are also transformed. V'sham yitztaru hanyanamehim tzir gashmi, and then the kayach madam, which was until now otherworldly, is now able to take that otherworldly experience and to translate it in a earthly packaging. So this is why you'll find in Nevi'im that the Nevi'im will describe with very earthly mushals. They'll describe, they see a vineyard, or they say all these things. That's not what they saw. What they saw, that's how what they saw is interpreted by their now earthly side of their imagination. It's becoming interpreted by that images. But that's not what Nevuah was. Nevuah was not like the guy goes to sleep and he sees, and Hashem puts an olive branch in his mind. That's not what's going on. It's all of this. And then finally, when it descends into his human consciousness, so his seichel knows what the message is, and his koyach medame is able to put it in some sort of human, earthly packaging. And then he's able to tell the people what the message was. But understand, because of this experience, that's why the pasuk says that we have this is mentioned in Sefer Shmuel. You find this in Navi, that once a person experienced Nevuah even one time, they're forever different. They're forever different because it's not just a matter of information. You see this. This is a transformative experience where the point is that the person, when it comes back down to earth, his human consciousness, after going through this experience, is always forever different. So that's what the pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel. You'll find this, that even when the Navi was not functioning as a Navi, he's just walking down the block, he's going shopping, but he's completely different. Al kidei kach, that the pasuk says, it's a whole ma'aseh in Sefer Shmuel, where even people in the Dalet Amos of a Navi would be different. Like the pasuk talks about, it's a whole ma'aseh when Shaul HaMelech was running after David. So there's a whole ma'aseh that the Rabban Hashem was protecting David HaMelech. So the Rabban Hashem orchestrated in such a way that when Shaul was chasing after him, Shaul got he bumped into a bunch of Nevi'im or Talmid and Nevi'im that were traveling, and just being in their presence, he was automatically uplifted to a different place. Like, because we're talking about people that are b'chlal. The pasuk describes Nevi'im as meshugaim, because what's a meshugana? Meshugana is like a person that's untethered, right? So that's b'chinas kedusha, shtus kedusha. That's what the Nevi'im were. So, but this is all coming from the Kaiach HaMadama. That's the side. So again, all of this, but again, all of this is the greatest extreme. It's like this. So when the Kaiach HaMadama is expressed in its extreme form in Kedusha, that's what it means to be a Navi. And all of this, like I said, going back. So Pesach is a Hachana, is preparing the Jewish people for Nevuah, as you see by Kriyas Yamsav, and as ultimately you see by Har Sinai. And Oichesh Shem Lekech Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael. I mean, the Rishonim ask, why does Hashem say Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael? Hashem should introduce Himself with creation. The answer is, Hashem is explaining. How is it? I say Oichesh Shem. How are you hearing that? The answer is Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael. I took you out of Mitzrayim, so now you can become Nevi'im. And so the hachana of becoming Nevi'im is through Mitzrayim, which is why, and again, as I said, since according to the Kabbalim, Nevuah demands a refined, elevated, and the Iker key for Nevuah is the Kaiach HaMadama. So Mimela, that's why Yitzis Mitzrayim itself was a Kaiach HaMadama experience. To be able to imagine themselves and put themselves in godless, despite the fact that they're stuck in Kadmos, that's, in a certain sense, that's what every Navi is doing, right? And as a Navi is in planet Earth, and he's in a place of Kadmos, relatively speaking, and he's able to nevertheless, despite that, allow his consciousness to escape and to be in a place of godless. And then when it comes back down to earth, all of a sudden he's a different person. So let's say the certain nisyonis and you know yetzaras that he was struggling with as a regular person, once he's gone through the Navi experience, then he's outgrown it. I mean that in a nutshell is exactly what we spoke about last week, and that's why I said that Tarsa Baal Shem Tov, the Derech Aruch HaShikat Tzara of Chassidus, which is so focused on this, of becoming an Adam Gadol in a pneumistical way, and automatically you'll outgrow your Yetzaharas, that in a nutshell is a reflection of the Avayit of a Navi. And since Tarsa Baal Shem Tov is like Yishuvut Tzumayin HaSech HaChutza, is a Hachana for Yomais HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes, you know, every single Jew will be a Navi, so the Avaydus Hashem that the Baal Shem Tov introduces us to is an Avaydus Hashem which parallels the Indian of Nevuah. And so that's why the whole Indian of Chassidus, the Rebbe, the relationship of Rebbe and Chassid is the old relationship of Navi and his Talmidim. When you go through Nevi'im, we'll see Bez Hashem, that the whole description of like by a Tish and having Shirayim, that's what you have by the Nevi'im. It says it's an open story in Sefer Shmuel that Shmuel HaNavi went to a certain city to bring a carbon, and when he brought the carbon, they had a whole tish, and everyone sat by the tish, and everyone took a piece of food from the Navi. It was a rabbi. So the Indian of Chassidus is to reintroduce the world to the Jewish people to this musig of what it's going to do with Mashiach, which is Bechin of Nevuah, and the Avodas Hashem that every single Jew it has to be Isaac in, according to Baal Shem Tov, is an Avodas Hashem which is oriented towards Nevuah. It's Nevuah Dekinyan. That's this Avodah of using what's Kaiach HaMadama to become an Adam Gadol despite the Katnus. And with that, you'll push it outgrow. I'll grow the kindness itself. Okay. Shazach to experience Nevuah once again.